Bill Left and Wendy Snyder. We're in the Allstate Showcase studio on WGN. One of the reasons that the Jackie Robinson kids made it as far as they did in the World Series is Eric Zorn, second baseman for the team. Eric played a little second base for the team. I saw him over the weekend. He's here with us now. Hello, Eric.
I was able to fool them. My height is a bit much.
You're tall.
I was able to do that. But actually, some of those kids on Las Vegas looked like they were...
adults.
Yeah, they were big.
I'm loving the chick pitcher.
Isn't she great?
This is such a stupid way of a woman to say that.
I'm digging
the chick pitcher. What's her name, Wendy? I don't know.
Monet
something.
Well, I don't even. The last name was never really a big deal. I don't know that I ever knew her.
I love her.
Monet.
She's playing with the boys and she's kicking ass and taking names.
She can pitch.
I know.
She's really, really good.
She is, but you know what? I hate to throw a wet blanket on this, but she's never going to be a major leaguer. She's never going to play in the NBA.
Why do you say that?
Because it's physiologically impossible.
But
it just isn't going to happen.
She is.
She's
Monet Davis.
And she's a great female athlete.
But she's one in a million. She's not like your average.
No, there are girls who pitch at that level. They're just not quite as good as she is. She's not one in a million, but.
Well, all right, she's one in a seven.
I don't know that will we ever see a woman play Major League Baseball.
No, we never will.
We will.
We'll never see a woman, and we'll never see a woman win a professional golf tournament. I wrote this when Michelle Wee was knocking on the door and playing.
You're a sexist.
No, I'm not a sexist. Just like a woman is never going to win the Chicago Marathon. She's going to, you know, because there's like a 15-minute difference between.
That's because we have breasts.
The women who win
this slows
Chicago.
Us down.
Sure, it does.
Barely.
Once they make breasts more aerodynamic, I think you'll see.
That's no knock on these great female athletes. And actually, I'm a fan. I'm a Chicago Sky fan. I enjoy.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I watch.
You're
the
one.
What?
You're the one.
Oh, that's so cool. No, it's a fun team to watch. Elena Deledonna is really, really something else.
Wow,
so.
You even can whip out a name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed.
So, is there a? I'm trying to think of a sport, one of the big sports that a woman could potentially. And believe me when I say this, there's no one more for equality than me. You know this to be true.
I do know this.
But it's physics.
I think long distance swimming.
Is that the one?
Yeah, I think women are better equipped for really long distance swimming.
Diana and I crossing
the English Channel and so on. Yeah, that's one. And it could be that ultra marathon running women might.
Maybe.
Why not golf?
Because
they don't hit the ball as far.
Yeah, they don't hit the ball as far, so the men can use higher lofted clubs at greater distances. And it makes a difference. The thing is, you know.
Excuse me, hold your thought. Brandon Campbell has an announcement for us.
Yeah, we got a thunderstorm warning from the National Weather Service for Kane and Kendall counties and Romeoville, Illinois. That's until 4:30 this afternoon, and we'll get you more on that in the next news update.
Thanks, Brandon. Those are my favorite Kardashians, Kane and Kendall, by the way. back to Eric Zorn, already in progress.
If you've ever visited a golf course, you already know this, but there's what they call the woman's tee, which is up several yards closer.
What if there's a fat lady?
They don't have a fat lady's tee.
I mean,
with the power. What if you, like Tiger Woods was not very, you know, he was kind of svelte.
Right.
He was very strong, though. And the thing is that those male pro golfers are now very strong, very athletic. They work out a lot. With golf, trust me on this, if you're able to hit like a 9-iron from 145 yards, you're going to be able to put it much closer to the pin, especially some of these tricky greens that they play on. You got to hit a 7-iron or a 6-iron. So
do you golf?
Yeah, I do golf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you know
too much.
I admit that a lot of women are way better than I am at golf. It's not a question of that, but it's just a question at this very, very high level. You know, it's like women sprinters, okay? If you look at like... The woman who won the gold medal in the 2012 Olympics probably would not have won the Illinois high school boys.
Oh, is that right?
100 yard dash.
There's that big of a difference.
Well, but it should be no surprise to anybody, right? It's just a question of it's biology. It's not sexism.
People always whenever you discuss something like this, people go, "What about the battle of the sexes in tennis when it was Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs?" Billie Jean King at the time was at the top of her game, and I think Bobby Riggs was in his late 50s.
He was 50
and I was pulling so much for Billie Jean King. I think everybody was, weren't they at the time?
Right. Well, he was so annoying.
He was such a jerk.
He was terrible. But I've read up on this. He was playing it up a little bit. He wanted people to hate him. They needed a villain in this, and he became the villain.
It seems to me that maybe bowling, speaking of sports, and you mentioned you like to bowl, don't you, Wendy?
Well, yeah, but I haven't bowled in about, I was on a league 28 years ago.
You had darts, bowling, some of these finesse
pool.
Yeah, pool. Yeah, I mean, I guess
right.
Pool,
I got to practice.
Basically, finesse and not strength. Yeah, those.
What about ping pong?
Probably size and ping pong and reach.
See, because I almost feel like an agile, you're in great shape.
Thank you.
But you're like a beefcake, you know? So if you
thank
have
you.
To move around the table.
Get a right. room, you guys.
If you get like a really thin, sinewy woman who's
right.
quick,
right.
perhaps she could take you.
Take me down.
He's perspiring. Look at that.
I've played several Olympians because table tennis is an Olympic sport, believe it or not.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Why
it has
aren't
been
you
years.
In the Olympics?
I'm nowhere near that good.
You are good, though. You're really good at
but
it?
But I've scored a bunch of points off of Olympians, and I did play a woman who was an Olympian, and I think I got 8 points off of her, which I was thrilled to do.
And how'd you do against that 7-year-old boy?
He creamed me. He whipped me silly.
When did you get good at table tennis?
For when I was a little kid. My dad was really good at it, and he would play my brother and I, and he would use a book or a record album or a cup. He would play us, you know, using novelty items. And then once we got better and better, he started playing with a regular paddle, and now he can't score a point off me. It's sweet revenge.
That must be really
Eric wants to know, how about a female football kicker?
I don't think so. Because
they can't kick far enough.
They can't kick far enough, yeah.
It's muscular.
Oh, we kick like girls, that's
no,
right.
No, it's not that at all.
No,
it's
it
just
isn't.
it's a matter of just the muscle is different. You can't get the distance.
Yes, he's right. Yeah, and there are in high schools occasionally you'll have a girl who will be they'll kick the extra points and so on, but I just think you don't have that the physiology is
right. Right. More with Eric Zorn in just a little bit. You want to reach us, you can. 312-981-7200. That will work by phone or by text. We'll come back with more in just a little bit on WGN. It's us. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder along with Eric Zorn. Bedford Park being an enterprise zone was very confusing last weekend with the Comic-Con here. There were people dressed as Worf going to Bedford Park and not knowing what to do once they got there. Eric, it
not
was
the Starship Enterprise.
Right, not the Starship. This was a big story. I mean, really, what a great time for Chicago to have a Cinderella story like last weekend with the baseball team, the Little League team. What did it excite you? Was it a good thing for you?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I loved watching those games. And
you did watch them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I'm a poser. I say I love, you know, Monique Davis, and I just
watch. There are only six innings. I mean, it's just the commitment level is so small.
I've watched enough T-ball games that, you know, last about 5 days.
These aren't T-ball games.
I know.
But what an honor to be the best in the country. They didn't beat Korea.
Yeah, losers.
They're still such winners.
They are such winners. Yeah, right. Of course they are.
I retract that.
All right, thank you.
I misspoke. No, but it was some great storylines, and you know, Mary Schmeek had a very good column on Sunday, basically saying, okay, we love these boys now, but what's going to happen to them now? Now they're going into this time of life that's particularly tough for young African American boys, you know, and they're in a neighborhood where, you know, I don't know what schools these kids go to, but you
what's
know,
their ballpark age? No pun intended.
They're about 12.
Okay,
I think some have turned 13 already, and some are still 11, but yeah. You know, 12 is basically the age. They're young guys, but they're headed off. You know, they're going to be finishing middle school and then going off to high school, and which is tough. It's tough on kids in Chicago, and especially at Chicago public schools, if that's where they are. And they're going to be growing up in neighborhoods that are you know, higher crime than the neighborhoods we live in. So is this something we need to ask ourselves? Like, yeah, we can identify with these. There's a real face now on these young
that
black,
might be helpful.
So.
It might be helpful. So. There was a story last night on the news. I don't remember the coach's name of the team, but he told the story about how the game was about to start against Korea, and then the president called him, Barack Obama called him, to wish them luck, and he couldn't take that call from the president because he was readying the team. The game was just a few minutes away.
Yeah, I think it may have been after the game, and they were supposed to be going on ESPN, but there was something.
Dean Richards' call.
Oh, yeah?
They put him off. They said, no, Mr. President, you have to wait, but yeah. It's
so protocol,
awesome.
Remind me, you don't take Obama's call, but if Dean Richards phones you, you take that call.
Take it immediately.
You gotta take that call.
That's
that
right.
Makes sense. That makes
and what
sense.
About this tennis player, is she from Evanston 18 or something, who's going up against Venus Williams? That's going to be her first thing at Wimbledon.
Imagine
that would be
that.
Bad. I mean, you know, good news is she's going there. Yeah. Bad news is, look at who her first match
which
is.
Which one? Is it Venus or Serena who's been having problems lately? Remember one of them was like...
She
appeared drunk or something.
Well, she appeared drunk, but I think it was a medication issue or something.
She just couldn't get a serve in, and she
couldn't
finally
catch
walked
the ball.
Off the court.
Yeah, the ball boy threw the ball to her. She couldn't catch it. It was troubling. Was that, which one was that?
I can't remember. I honestly cannot remember which of the Williams sisters it was. We only have a couple of minutes, Eric, but the governor's race is heating up once again.
Oh, it's getting fascinating. One thing that happened on Friday was that the term limits referendum that Bruce Rauner had been promoting and gathered a lot of signatures for, 300,000 signatures for it, was knocked off the ballot, first of all, by the Illinois Appellate Court last Wednesday, and then on Friday the Illinois Supreme Court did not hear the appeal, and that did it because, first of all, the Illinois Supreme Court's the end of the line,
right.
and also the ballot had to be finalized last Friday.
But most politicians don't want term limits because they look at this as, this is my career now. I want to do this for 30 years, right?
Right, and a lot of them don't. It polls very, very well. And Bruce Rauner, I think, was hoping to use that referendum on the ballot to bring out supporters of term limits. Now, the ironic thing is that Pat Quinn was Mr. Term Limits. His Eight is Enough campaign was in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
He had this big thing going, and he was trying to get almost the exact same thing on the ballot back then, and the Illinois Supreme Court dinged him then as well. And the reason is that the rights of citizens in Illinois to try to amend the Constitution by referendum are very, very narrow.
Are they?
Yeah, you can only pass a petition to get such an amendment on the ballot, a referendum on the ballot, if it affects both the structure and the procedure of the legislature, and that's almost nothing does that.
Can I ask a question? Let's say hypothetically that term limits are a real thing, that you can only do it for 4 years or maybe 8 years,
eight,
whatever.
Yeah. Is it eight? Usually what it uses.
All right.
To be, yeah.
So then, are they still eligible for pensions? Because couldn't that end up costing us a lot more in the long run?
Well, no, but the pensions are small.
Are they?
In 8 years, I don't even think you get a state pension for only 8 years of service.
Oh.
I'm not sure, but no, that's not an issue. I mean, the one reason to be against, I'm against term limits in general. One is because we already have term limits because you can vote somebody out of office, right? But the other thing is that when they have imposed them, places like California and in Ohio, when they study them, they find out that all this does is it gives more power to the bureaucrats and the lobbyists, because people with experience get there, they kind of get going, they understand how things work, and then they have to leave. And so it's not like it creates this wonderful citizen legislature where people come and they serve the people and then they go back to the farm, you know, like they kind of wanted it to be in the early days of the country.
Right.
It really is. It's one of those things where you end up giving power to these people who are utterly unaccountable. So it's not quite as simple as people think. And I was actually looking forward to a really good debate about term limits, really good discussion about it.
Not anymore.
But we're not going to get it this time. So
it's gone.
It was Serena, by the way.
It was Serena Williams, yeah.
Is that the one? But she's playing Venus.
I think so, but Serena's the... I can't look it all up at once.
She's the one that couldn't serve properly for a while.
I bet they know this on your little brother station.
They probably do.
They'll be talking about it right now.
I'll gouge.
Will you grab that little brother station by the ear, please?
Yes. That's Eric Zorin. Read him in the Chicago Tribune. Thank you very much, Eric.
Good to see you guys.
More in a little bit. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.